Уважаемая...
Distinguished Madam Chair, in the context of implementing Article 12 of the Convention, the Russian Federation attaches great importance to tracking science and technological advances concerning the Convention. Their nature is dual. On the one hand, it's necessary to identify and analyze risks linked to various aspects of research and technologies in order to reduce such risks to an acceptable level without doing harm to science-technical progress. On the other hand, what's also necessary is raise awareness and promote dissemination of knowledge and achievements that can help in achieving the goals of the BWC. This first and foremost concerns preventing infectious diseases regardless of the nature of their emergence. To ensure effective fulfillment of the BWC's commitments, undivided attention today needs to be given to studying multi-drug medication resistance and resistance to other antimicrobial medications, enhancing the pathogenic nature of microorganisms, selection of strains with altered host specificity, immunity-resistant strains, synthetic biology, and so forth. We'd like to urge BWC states parties to support the proposal from the Russian Federation to create a scientific advisory committee under the convention by adopting a decision at the 9th RevCon. Russia has prepared an updated version of a working document with a proposal to set up such a committee. Changes compared to our original working document of 2015 are chiefly of just an editorial nature. In short, I would remind you of the main elements of our proposal. The Scientific Advisory Committee would provide member states special advisory assistance in the sphere of science and technology that concerns the convention. It would be focused on meeting the following functions: conducting assessment of advances in the sphere of science and technology that concern the convention, informing states parties about them, and also providing states parties with specialized recommendations. We believe the committee should be made up of 20 members appointed by the regional groups of states parties to the convention in order to ensure necessary conditions for preparing and adopting a report with an analysis and recommendations for states parties. Members of the committee or of its temporary working groups can only be citizens from the states parties. They would work in their personal capacity, in the capacity of independent experts. Their appointment would be based on their qualifications, experience, taking into account their publications, their scientific, academical, professional activities and credentials, and their international experience. We propose that the mandate of the members of the committee would be 5 years, their term in office. The committee would appoint, on the basis of consensus, a chair and deputy chairs through annual elections from its members. States parties could set up temporary working groups of scientific experts to present recommendations on specific scientific technical issues of concern to the convention. The ISU would render relevant administrative and technical support for the purposes of preparing, organizing, and carrying out the activities of the committee and its temporary working groups. The committee would meet no less than once a year to present to states parties reports on their activities. All such reports would be adopted on the basis of consensus. The same would apply to any findings and recommendations. If consensus on findings and recommendations isn't reached, where necessary, the report would then reflect the opinions of the minority. The official languages of the committee would be the 6 official UN languages. The working language would be English. Interpretation would be provided by with the help of the ISU. The Russian Federation is open to any constructive proposals from other states on fine-tuning this initiative and is ready to further adjust it with a view to reaching mutually acceptable decisions on the modalities of the work of such a committee at this ninth RevCon. I thank you.